GoodSuccess.com. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you today. We appreciate you, be magnified in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for everyone that let everyone be blessed today. Let everyone hear your voice and let every life be transformed in the name of Jesus. Father, we are asking that you show us the principles that will lead to success in every area of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. The topic remains patterns and principles. So this is one thing that even unbelievers, they know for sure about patterns, about principles. If you see anyone in the world who has any form of success, it's because they know some things about the principles of life, whether they know it consciously or not consciously. But the reason they have success is because they are following those principles. While we have natural principles, we have physical principles, biological, emotional, spiritual principles. All these principles are required to succeed in life. There are some spiritual principles that we have to set in place ourselves by doing some things. And then there are some that are set in place if we do other things, whether we are conscious of it or not. Some require us to be super conscious, to know exactly what we are doing. While some other ones, we don't have to be conscious. So for example, anyone in the world, whether they know God, they don't know God, they pray, they don't pray, they fast or they don't fast, if they engage the principle of giving, they will receive. Giving and receiving are principles of life. God himself set that principle in motion. He said, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will remain. Which means every one of us can be blessed. If we decide to give, we will receive blessing in return. He said, give, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. So that's Jesus talking there. And when he said that, he didn't say only children of God will do that. As a matter of fact, almost every principle taught in the Bible, if applied by anyone, no matter who they are, these principles will produce results. But guess who don't abide by these principles? Children of God. We are the ones who go to church every day, who pray for miracles, who just wait on God, wait on God, wait on God. And God is saying, yes, I've heard your cries, I've heard your desires. Just do what I command. Remember that there are principles in every area of life. Just do the things that are required, and my path is already sure to be fulfilled. So, most times the things we pray about don't even require prayer. The purpose of prayer most times is to actually enforce that these principles will be active and will be true. You know, sometimes you can give and not receive. The devil can actually almost make it like that. Not that you're not going to receive, it's just going to hinder the receiving part. Every time you sow a seed, there must be harvest. Every time you give, there will be receiving. But the enemy can stand in the way of you receiving. Not that the seed did not produce results, they produce results. But the issue is that it may prevent you from accessing those results. So when you pray, you are only saying, devil, get out of the way. This is the word of God. You are enforcing the principles of God. So that's for you and I as believers. We must understand that God is the God of order. And everything in creation are set in motion by his principles. Spiritual principles, physical principles, biological principles, every principles that we can talk about. These things are set in motion by God. And that's why, you know, if you hear people who understand the prosperity principles of the Bible, that's why someone like Bishop Oyedepo will begin to talk about the fact that when it comes to prosperity, it doesn't answer to prayers. Because these principles are more of the physical than the spiritual, in quotes. Every principle is spiritual, whether we like it or not. Whether they are actually physical, everything works on spiritual laws. So the issue is that Christians, most times, we are so conscious of the spiritual laws that we forget the physical laws, the answer to the spiritual laws. So for example, somebody is looking for a job, is praying and praying and praying to get a job, but wouldn't take any step to apply for a job, wouldn't take any step to become certified in certain professions or to have some certain level of knowledge so he can get that position. God is saying, from the first moment you prayed, I answered, just like Daniel. Said, from the first moment you prayed, I heard you. But the challenge is that you have not done what is required for you to get what I provided. So somebody wants to be better at his job or his career, and he's praying, he's wishing, he's trusting God, he's confessing, but wouldn't do the other parts that are required. Every principle, like I said, they are spiritual, but they also come along with some other principles. For example, somebody who is waiting on God for the fruit of the womb. All of us are adults. We know what you are supposed to do for God to actually, not for God. God has set his law in motion. The only thing that will be off is if you do what is required biologically and you don't have those children. That is when everything is off. The natural thing, which naturally shouldn't require prayer, is that if you do what is required biologically, children should come. But if they don't come, then you know the devil has come in between those laws to make sure they don't work. That's just the difference. The only natural thing is for you and I to have children. The unnatural thing is for people not to have children. It is the unnatural thing. It is against spiritual laws. It is against biological law. It's against physical laws. It's against every law of God. Now, how do we apply this? I know someone is saying, after I've said all these things, how do I apply it to my life? So let's break it down. Just like I wrote in the platforms, that if you have ever wondered why some people succeed and succeed continuously, I don't know if anyone has ever wondered like that before, but I have several times, wondering why do these people consistently succeed, and it looks like God and all the forces of the universe are just at work in their favor. Why are these forces not at work in my favor? I felt like that certain times in my life, and even though I was serving God faithfully, I was trusting Him, I was serving Him, I was doing everything required spiritually, but because I was breaking those physical laws, God did not break His own other laws. He had to make me learn. And that's why I've decided that if I want to achieve anything in life, I would rather look at all the things that make it work. So today we are going to be looking at several principles, several areas of life, and how we can actually apply these laws to make sure we succeed consistently and predictably. So just like I said, these people you see succeeding, even when they are unbelievers, they are succeeding because they are applying principles. In the Bible, you know, the Bible is a book of principles, it's a book of laws, it's a book of precepts, it's a book of instructions, it's a book of direction. Most times Christians follow the direction, they know exactly what God is saying per time. They know the instructions, what God is saying. But when it comes to the principles, they shy away. They don't want to apply the principles. And the principles are guaranteed. So what is a principle? According to the dictionary, a general scientific theorem or law that has numerous special applications across a wide field. That's the principle. Another definition says it's a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation of a system of belief or behavior or a chain of reasoning. A fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation of a system of belief. So this is just talking about, you know, I have a principle that I must fast every Wednesday. That's my personal principle. Or my principle is that I cannot lie. My principle is that this is how I do things. That is not the kind of principle we are talking about today. We are talking about the first one. That's the closest. Which is a general scientific theorem or law that has numerous special applications across a wide field. This is my own definition of the kind of principle we are talking about today. A principle which is a set of truths that will work if applied and that has been proven to do so. That is the kind of principle I'm talking about today. A set of laws, a set of truths. It is the truth. It has been found and proven to work every time. For example, the law of sowing and reaping. If you take a seed, if that seed is alive, if you take it and put it to the ground and you water it, and nothing eats it up, it's almost always going to grow. That is a principle. It has been proven over and over again, a billion, billion, billion times, that it works. Some laws in life are like that. They will always work. And I'm going to be going through a few of them today. Number one, God's world and universe consistently work because God has set up laws and principles. I'll say that again. The world we live in, the universe that we have, the reason they are still active is because there are some laws in place. For example, the law of gravity. The law of gravity is the law that says if you jump from three-story building, you will fall. You won't float in the air. It is a natural law. And guess what? Almost 99.999% of the time, even spiritual laws will not break that, because it is fundamentally a spiritual law that holds the earth in place, at least according to science. That the reason this earth is floating in the sky is because of the law of gravity. There's a gravitational pull that keeps things together on this earth. Naturally, we should all be rolling and falling and floating in the universe. But we are not, because God has decided some laws to keep things working. That's one. Now, remember that when you see somebody doing things in certain ways, it shows who they are. It shows their beliefs. It shows their principles personally. If God has set certain laws to keep the earth in place, to keep the things on earth in place, like the law of gravity, for example, if God has set that in law and has been active forever, then every other law that God has, we need to pay attention to them, because it's the same Lord, it's the same King, it's the same yesterday, today and forever. His spiritual laws will remain the same. His physical laws will remain the same. His, you know, other laws I will mention, they will remain the same if we decide to obey them. That's why we must pay attention to them. We must not always try to say we want to break those laws. Do you know what happened during a miracle? Some laws are broken. So for example, if somebody falls from three-story building and they land safely on the floor, no fracture, nothing, and it just lands naturally, and everybody's wondering, how did he escape? Or you have a ghastly motor accident and somebody comes out safe of that accident, and you're like, is this the same car? Some laws were broken. But you know, the challenge with us Christians is that we want that law to be broken every time. We expect that miracle. It's not as if we shouldn't have miracles. I believe in miracles. I enjoy miracles every day. What I'm saying is, certain laws are made for our own good. The same God made those laws. We can use them for our benefit. So if you want predictable and consistent success in certain areas of life, then we must find out what laws apply in this area. For example, in prayer, the law of prayer says, ask, you will receive. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who knocks, the door is open. Everyone who seeks, finds. So if I want to find, I will have to seek. If something is lost, the only way for me to get it is to find it. Well, I can apply some spiritual laws and ask God, show me where it is. It will make it faster, but I will still do what? I will go and look for it where it is. If somebody wants the fruit of the womb, like I said, you still have to apply some biological laws for that to happen, right? So even though the spiritual law will make sure that that biological law works, sometimes the biological law fails because the spiritual law is above, but the spiritual law can reset it and make sure it works. So someone cannot say, because I believe so much in the spiritual laws of God, in the law that can override things, in the miraculous, so I wouldn't obey the biological law and I want the fruit of the womb. You know that's not going to happen, because, well, God suspended it when he wanted to bring Jesus to this world. But it doesn't mean he's going to suspend it always. That's one thing we should know. So, the law of gravity, I talked about that. There's a law of life and death. What does that mean? It means that anything on this earth, that's the cursed earth. Things that live will die. It's a law. However, there is a higher law. But what does it mean for you and I? It means that the law of life and death, I can apply it. God has given us a law that can override that. That's why he says, I place before you today, life and death, choose. Even though the law of death and life will always work, God has said you can choose. And he has told us how to get it. So, for every unbeliever, they are naturally in the law of death. So as a believer, you have chosen the law of life. and you have to continuously apply it in every area of life. The Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So if I see anything dying in my life that shouldn't die or that I don't want to die, what do? I declare life to it. I apply the higher law that says I can choose. I apply that law to that area of life that is dying. If anything is dead, I can apply that law and bring it back to life. But I have to intentionally apply it. That is why when somebody dies and somebody says, you know, you've heard testimony over and over again in church that you hear someone say that, no, I didn't allow her to die. There is this testimony I watched one day. I was just watching Redemption Camp, and there is this woman that while she was at the hospital with her daughter was pregnant and in labor. The daughter died, the baby died in the hospital. I don't even know whether they were twins or one, but the baby also died. And the woman said, no. They are not going anywhere. And I think she used a mantle, I can't remember, that she got from Redemption Camp. And she said, she got to the daughter, wake up, who is going to take care of these children for you? More like, I'm taking care of you, you have to take care of your own children. I'm not taking care of these children, you will take care of these children. And she brought her back to life. And the girl also, or the baby that was born, brought her back to life. Say, no, two of you will be alive because I'm not burning any one of you. What happened? The law of life and death happened to those guys. They died. It's a natural thing to die. But the woman said, no, I have another law that is superior. I can call forth life, and she brought forth life. Which means if I look at anything in my life, I can watch it go down and die. And I can say, no, you are not dying. There is a law of life and death. For every case of raising the dead to life, somebody said no. That is why they came back to life. Somebody said no, they are not dying. The same thing with your business, your career. I can say no, you are not dying. You are coming alive. So the law of success, for example. So let's look at the law of hard work. How do we prove that in the Bible? The Bible says, in all labor there is profit. In all labor there is profit. So if I look at any area of my life and I'm laboring and I don't see profit the way I want to see it. Now, see, that's why the Bible says, bring your strong argument. We have to be smart as Christians. It says, in all labor there is profit. But you know that place doesn't say there is much profit. Which means every time I labor, I must see profit. And almost all the time, when people labor, they profit. That's why you see a laborer on a construction site is laboring hard and he profits, but he profits a little. But the word of God also says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will remain. We can now understand that every time I sow a seed, the harvest is always more than the seed. If not, why will I sow the seed? If you sow a seed of corn, do you know how many you reap? Maybe hundreds in one cup alone. And you can have several cups in that planting. So I can look at my life and say, I'm laboring in this area. My profit should be more than this. It doesn't matter how long it takes me to get that result. I cannot give up and say, this thing I'm doing, it must produce this result. I keep learning, I keep finding, I keep seeking, I keep knocking until the door is open. Because I know the word of God already told me that when I sow a seed of labor, I sow a seed of hard work, I must produce results. So if I want to succeed at anything, there are laws that surround success. And I think the reason why most people don't succeed is because you probably assume that it's just one thing that leads to success. No. And you know, I've said it over and over again in this podcast that success has many sides, has many laws. You can apply one and think everything is okay. No, everything is not going to be okay because I apply one. You have to apply almost everything for it to work. What do I want to succeed at this month? What do I want to do? Where do I want success? In marriage, you can't say, oh, I just need to like my wife. I'm not using the word love now. Like my wife. No, it's not enough. If you like your wife, you can't provide. It's still not enough. If you provide, you don't love her. It's still not enough. So there are so many things, so many things. For example, if a student in school, they said attend classes, and the child attends classes diligently, never missed one, came early, left last, and during the exam, he refused to write anything. Is that person going to succeed? No, the person is not going to succeed because it doesn't work that way. It's not just one thing. You have to go to class. You have to write tests. You have to write exam. If there are other things, you have to do them. Practical, assignments. All these things are required to be done together for you to expect the success. So let's apply that same principle in anything you want to do. So I want to become the best businessman in my area or in my field. What are the things I need to do? Well, when it comes to success, there are natural laws, spiritual laws, physical laws, moral laws that guide success. You can see success alone has all these laws working for it. And which brings us to the last topic, patterns. I need to create patterns around my nature, natural laws, patterns in the spiritual, patterns in the physical, patterns in the moral sense. So for example, I can be very spiritual, praying, decreeing and making sure everything is settled in the spirit. Then physically, I'm working at work. Naturally, I'm making sure I'm having connection or, you know, relationship wise, I'm having connection with people, having good relationship and all that, and applying all those things. However, I left out the moral part. I'm cheating on people. I'm doing all the wrong things. Aside, that person's success is what? Bad success. It's no longer good success. So the wholesome or holistic approach to success, applying the principles of success, will mean that I apply all the principles that surround success. So I know that now many of us can understand why you may have been trying to do something and it's not working. It's maybe because we are just focusing on certain things. We are trying to focus on writing assignment or doing assignment without writing the exam, or focusing on doing teamwork without attending class. So all these things have to be put in place, and that's why most times success has to be taught. Nobody stumbles in success. Sometimes experience of life, bad experiences, force people to learn things, and then sometimes they don't even understand how they got there. But if they think clearly, they will understand they got to wherever they got to because of the things they learned, because of all these principles I'm applying. Some people, the only reason they are succeeding is because they apply some spiritual laws without even knowing. Maybe their parents prayed for them. I was listening to a message and the preacher said there was this woman who used to go with her daughter to sweep the church in their church, and was doing it consistently all her life. And when this grandmother was going to die, she called her daughter that was always working with her. He said, I impart to you the same grace for service. And not only that, every benefit that you receive from service that you never received, you will receive them. Now, if that person is doing business, that person will have some kind of success that you'll be wondering, how did they get it? But you don't know that some spiritual laws are at work in their lives. You may look at that person's life, but this person doesn't fast like me. This person doesn't pray like me. But that person is applying some advantage that you may not have, that you may have to work out yourself. That's why we must understand that anything I'm doing, anything I'm applying myself to, I need to look at it and say, have I applied the natural laws? Have I applied the physical laws? Have I applied the moral laws? I can't afford to hurt people while I'm trying to succeed. I can't afford to lose my spirituality because I'm trying to succeed. I can't afford to break down in my health, natural, physical, because I want to succeed. Everything must be in place. I must get education. One of the things I've determined in my life is that anything I want to do, I must make sure I understand all these laws around them. If I have to do 2 months of training to do anything, I will do it. No more wasting my precious time. No more overthinking my head to figure out things. If I have to pay someone to teach me, I will pay them to teach me. And I will go faster. Maybe that's all you are missing. Maybe you've been trying to do things and try to do things, you know, watch YouTube videos over and over again. The issue is this. Sometimes it's good to watch YouTube videos and all these things. The challenge is that the knowledge you get while watching these kind of things may not be organized. And success only comes with organized knowledge. You will be good in certain aspects, but you will not be good in certain aspects. When an expert teaches you, so for example, the way I was talking about success, see how many things I've mentioned. So let's say I'm a success coach. That means I will have to teach you the physical side of things, how to stay healthy, the spiritual, how to keep praying and not lose your spirituality, you know, the law of balance, how to keep praying, stand firm in the faith while still succeeding. Then I want to teach you the moral side, how not to cheat your competitors, how to make sure you're always firm in what you say, you always keep your words. I have to teach you all that. So now let's bring it back to whatever you want to do. You must know that if you want to become a doctor, for example, when you go to school, they will teach you several things. You know, many of us are graduates. And when you went to school, do you know how many courses you think you don't need? And they made sure you studied. For me, I know I studied many that I will never ever use in my life. But they know that if you don't know all these things, you cannot be qualified as an expert in that field. Some of them are just for you to have an understanding of how something works in your field. So for example, when I was studying construction, they taught us fluid mechanics. Fluid mechanics is practically a mechanical course. But they made us do it because there is a part of building that fluid mechanics work. If you are constructing a building that can withstand wind, you need to understand fluid mechanics. You need to understand thermodynamics and all those things. We are not going to be specialists in those areas, but they taught us because we need the understanding of what those things offer for us to be able to do well in our field. The same thing in anything you want to do, even in marriage, emotional, spiritual, physical, financial, see all the things that make up a good marriage. Any success you want to have, any area of life that you and I want to have success, the question we should ask ourselves is this: do I know the things that are required to succeed in this field? Or am I just working with local intelligence or common sense? And remember, if it's common sense, you will be at the level of everyone else, because everyone else will also have that sense that is common. The only thing that can make you and I different is if we decide and say, you know what, I am rising above the common sense. Do you know why laborers, people who labor hard on the field, they don't make a lot of money? Because what they are doing is common sense. I can just bend down, carry a pan of concrete and put it on my head. I don't need to learn. I don't need to go to school. I don't need to stress myself. I don't need to burn the midnight candle to achieve that. All I need to do is go there. In fact, even if I don't know it before, just see what someone is doing. Go there, pour the sand there, put it on my head, and that's it. So that's why they are paid very small. But you see the manager who just folds his hand and is looking from a corner. He says, oh, no. That sand, no, the mix is not complete. It remains one. He's just calculating, just checking. He's not doing anything physical on that side. But his head is doing a lot of work. And he probably earns what 100 of those laborers will earn. He will earn everything they earn in one day. He will earn it maybe in 1 hour. And he's just looking because he's using this. So if I want to succeed, I must know that. Yeah, I forgot to mention the mental side of success. So all these things have to be in place. So for you and I today, the task for you is this. Do you want to succeed? Do I want to succeed? Then I should find out what is required to succeed in that area. And you can't just say, I want to succeed and think success means no. Succeed where? You focus on that. What do I need to succeed in this area? I need to learn things emotionally, physically, financially, psychologically, spiritually. And when I face it, once I master it, then I can turn it to a pattern that can be repeated over and over again. That is where the law of patterns come in. Once you know the principles and you apply it over and over again, it becomes a pattern. And of course, it becomes habit that you can repeat over and over again. And it becomes so natural. When I work on the computer and I'm not stressed, thinking where do I press or what do I do? No, I have been doing it over and over again and I know it. But the first time I was going to use the computer, I was like, where do I put it on? Then I see the button, press it. Where do I do this? How do I undo something? Is it possible? The answer was like, oh, Ctrl Z. Which one is Ctrl Z? But now, I don't even think before I do it because it's a principle that I know. It has become a pattern and it has become habit. So I don't even need to think about it. It just works. And that's why some people, remember at the beginning, that's why some people keep succeeding. They will tell you, when I do that thing, I'll succeed. They won't pray, they won't fast, and then they will do it, they will succeed. Why? Number one, because they are following some principles, whether they know it or not. Then because they probably have done it over and over again, and that's why they can repeat those things. And that will be the end of the episode today. I'm just challenging everyone watching or listening that we need to, number one, find out what is required to succeed in any area of life you want to focus on. Find out the principles in this area. Find out the laws in this area. The laws that can't be changed. The laws that must remain the same, that we have to apply in these areas to succeed. Once we know those principles, even with their prayer, almost all the principles will work. It's only when they don't work that you should be bothered, that I should be bothered. So the question for me today is this: if I don't seek success in an area, I know it is not God's fault. It is my fault. In fact, it's not even the devil's fault, because I have the power to silence him. It is my fault. And this is to your success today. And thank you for joining me. I just want to ask today, if any one of you asked any question, you can feel free to ask. Yes, good evening, bro.
Tonight I have been so much blessed, and tonight's teaching is very, very timely and profound. Talking about what to do, the law to apply when it comes to success. So my area of concentration now, because you taught us so many things within these few minutes. My question now is that, number one, you mentioned the law of giving, you mentioned the law of hard work.
Yes.
And sir, what are other laws in that regard that we can actually apply? Yes, you mentioned that it's a combination of so many laws that bring about success. It's not just only one law that we are going to apply. There are several laws, sir. And you've mentioned the law of discipline, the law of mental. So, sir, what are other laws that we need to put in place for our guaranteed success, that will guarantee the success we are looking for, sir?
Okay, praise God. So when it comes to success, I think I will mention one thing that will almost cover every other thing. The first thing is to get education in that area. Not to be schooled, education. Which means, for example, if I want to get married, I need to be educated on what it takes to succeed in marriage. Which will include, whoever is teaching me, of course, I'm going to think that person is going to be a spiritual person. He's going to talk about the spiritual side of things. And that's why when you do marriage counseling, they will tell you about the altar of prayer in your home, how the husband should be the priest who makes sure the house is spiritual. Then they will teach you the law of emotions, because marriage runs a lot on emotions. And then they will talk about finances, responsibility, family, in-laws. They will talk about all those things. But naturally speaking, as someone who is planning to get married, you are most likely going to be blinded to all these other areas. You'll be focused so much on the emotional side of things. Feeling, I like this person, I just want to get married to this person. But the person is educating you, has already gone through several things, and then they begin to tell you, if you want to marry to work, make sure your prayer altar is strong. They will mention all those things. They will talk about the physical, they will talk about the biological, emotional, and all these things. So that is marriage, right? Now, this same set of laws may not work in other things, or may not be the major things in other things. So for example, when it comes to success, emotion is a very small part of it. That's, I'm talking about, if you want to, let's say, financial success now. Emotion is a very small part of it. Because it doesn't matter if all these rich guys in the world, who are the richest in the world, it doesn't matter if they feel bad or not. That doesn't mean their money will not go up that day. In fact, they can get angry, shout at their staff. It doesn't mean, in fact, if the staff misbehaves, they will fire the staff and someone else takes his place. It doesn't mean their money is going to go down. But in your marriage, if you talk anyhow to your wife or to your husband, that marriage can go down for no reason. Like somebody just talks somehow and the person feels, why did you talk to me like that? You know what? It's over. I'm done. You're like, what did I say? I'm done. Because of what you said, I'm done. Have you not seen how many marriages are broken because of things like that? So, how that law applies in certain areas may be different. So, like I said, there are several laws. Physical laws, financial laws, emotional, physical. So, in success now, you need your health. Even as a minister of the gospel, if you are not healthy physically, it's not that it's difficult. You cannot function as a minister. Even the church you pastor, they will start saying, pastor, I think you should step down. Let someone else take over. Even if you are the most spiritual there, if you don't have your health intact, nobody will listen to you anymore. Because you have to be healthy. And then you have to be sound intellectually. You have to be sound spiritually. People cannot be bringing problems every day, and you pray and there are no answers. They do it second day, third day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, no miracle. People will leave because they need help in their lives. So, if, for example, somebody wants to go to ministry, you will probably focus more on the spiritual laws, management laws. So, those are the rules. I don't know if I've answered your question, but the rules you apply in certain places will be different from the rules you apply in other places. So that's what we have to focus on. What do I want to achieve? Which area do I want to learn? But the first thing we have to understand in any area is education. I need to be educated on what to do to succeed in that area. Then I will know all those laws and how to apply them. I hope it's been helpful.
Yes, sir. Very much helpful, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay, praise God. And I pray that God strengthen you all in Jesus' name. Stay ever blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
The good success.com.